He's the amazing Dr. Gray. He's Mr. Organized. He can organize your life too. And if rash develops, discontinue use.
This is the world famous Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world. With all the business love you really need, strictlydrj.com, strictlydoctorj.com. Remember, on New HD Los Angeles this Friday night and every Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, it's the Strictly 80s Rewind Show, hosted by yours truly, me, Dr. J, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, New HD Los Angeles only. We celebrate the 80s, the greatest decade in music, in my opinion. Of course, a child of the 80s. Okay, we've been cleared to talk some Strictly Business headlines. Okay, we're going to start off in Don't Twerk My Business Business. A San Gabriel Valley business is struggling after teen girls vandals broke into their parking lot, spent some time twerking atop their vehicles, and caused thousands and thousands of damage over the weekend.
Say what?
The break-in at Pink Sponge Home Cleaning Service in Glendora occurred in the early morning hours of April 20th. Surveillance footage on the rooftop parking lot showed at least three teens twerking and wrecking havoc. One who was blasting off a fire extinguisher and another two who were twerking on the hood of one of the company's 25 bright pink fleet of Volkswagen Bugs. The teens caused some $25,000 in damage on their rampage and left a giant mess. According to the company, which prides itself on giving back to the community, 18 of their vehicles were badly damaged. One of the teens, a 15-year-old from Laverne, is now in custody. In connection with the break-in, police said that gang symbols carved into some of the cars led them to the juvenile suspect. Authorities added that they have the 15-year-old's cell phone and are hoping to use it to find the two teen girls who were involved in the break-in.
That's all you had to say.
Now, the co-founder of the company said that the insurance claim was denied because they had been vandalized before. And that's because when you have a business like this and you've been vandalized, you get only so many vandalizations in so many times before they pay out claims. So you probably get a claim paid out once every 18 months or maybe once every 2 years to fight off in case companies feel desperate enough that they're losing money that they may stage a break-in or they may burn the joint down just to get their insurance money. So they probably used all their break-ins up already, and they obviously took precaution by putting cameras on the rooftop, but it's a lot of damage to this, and I don't like this. We're having a little fun. We always do in the Strictly Business headlines, but it's always sad to see a business, a small business, thriving and doing their thing, making an honest living, and then you got a bunch of crazy teens who just want to wreak havoc and just destroy stuff because you ain't got nothing better to do, can't be at home, and nobody's supervising you. You should be at home doing homework, but evidently college is not in your future. But don't worry, I'm sure the juvenile system will get you some skills trained to do a job. Now, a GoFundMe has been organized to help the business with the cost of repairs and the loss of many of its supplies. So it's the Pink Sponge. So it's a home cleaning service. They're doing their thing. So maybe support their business and go help them. They've given so much back to the community. It's probably time to give back to them. All right. Moving on to in child play business, Jax, J-A-K-K-S Pacific, recalled about 17,500 of its Mario Kart ride-on racer cars after learning the battery-operated toy could cause a crash if the acceleration pedal is clogged with debris.
Say what?
The alert, which was issued Thursday, involves the Mario Kart 24V ride-on racer that is red, white, and blue in color with the letter M in the center of a white circle on the front. Now, the manufacturing code can be found at the bottom underneath the vehicle. They got a bunch of them there, but just go to the website. You'll check it out. The company said the versions currently being sold in stores and online are not included in the recall.
Say what?
It's almost as if you have no business training at all.
But I wouldn't buy those anyway, okay? Now, the recall was issued after the company received 65 reports of the acceleration pedal sticking because of debris clogging the area. In 15 of those incidents, the toys crashed into permanent structures. Only one crash involved an injury, and it was a chafed hand, according to the recall. The impacted ride-on toys were sold online and in stores at Target, Walmart, Entertainment Earth, and Nebraska Furniture Market, and only online at Amazon, Macy's, and GameStop. They were available from October 2022 through January 2024 for about $400. So if you brought this for your kid, please take him or her out of it and don't let them use this right now. Now, those who own the toy have been advised to stop using it immediately. Once again, when you give you a recall, they got to tell you, don't use it after we recalled it. And contact Jack's Pacific at 855-602-5464 for a free repair kit, which includes a placement pedal and installation instructions. So they're not going to even fix it for you. Here, take this. You do it.
That's all you had to say.
I know, but I was trying to be thorough. All right. And finally, in the only way not to fly business, Southwest Airlines is considering doing away with open single-class seating on its aircraft.
Say what?
I'm not going to do what you all think I'm going to do, which is just flip out.
Ahead of the airline's first quarter earnings call on Thursday, CEO Bob Jordan said the company is weighing options for cabin reconfiguration to address its recent revenue shortfall.
It's almost as if you have no business training at all.
Southwest has long differentiated itself from other airlines with one class of seating and little variability, no extra leg room seats or first class on its 737 fleet. But now, Jordan said it may be time to change the strategies.
I wish you good luck, but you wouldn't know what to do with it if you got it.
For now, the only reliable way for Southwest customers can get their seating preference is to pay extra for an earlier boarding position. Southwest Airlines does not currently assign seats, and passengers claim their real estate as they board the plane in an assigned order. Jordan also announced Southwest would be ending service to Syracuse, New York, Houston, Mexico, and Washington. Jordan cited underperformance in those markets as for the reason of their closures.
And loving.
That's all you had to say.
Now, I have flown Southwest a gang of times, and I actually like the first come, first serve. I do pay the extra money to get there first. It's nice to have that flexibility. But at the end of the day, all this really means is they are going to charge you a whole lot more money once they start assigning seats. Believe that. So the gravy train is over with. Nothing lasts forever. It was only a matter of time before they did it. And they're coming out with a new aircraft with new seats anyway, so they're changing the game altogether. They made all their money, then they're going to do what they need to do to progress and go to infinity and beyond. And that's Strictly Business Headlines for today. You have got the world famous Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world on New HD Radio.